tended to play a little too much hero ball.
It's a no-brainer selection for Jacksonville.
I believe he is a true leader in every sense of the word.
I just fear for your fan base that that's what's going to happen.
You are listening to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021, presented by Odyssey and the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021, presented by the Locked On Podcast Network and Odyssey. If you've heard the Locked On NFL mock drafts of the past, you're in for a treat because we are back and bigger than ever. Over this 6-episode draft simulation special, you'll get all 32 first-round picks with our local Locked On NFL experts breaking down the selections for your favorite teams, Odyssey insiders and experts like Michael Irvin, Brian Baldinger, Ross Tucker, Jason LaConfora, and many others with their takes on the picks, and our local college experts giving us some insight on the players and what they bring to their new NFL teams.
Yeah, we'll also be joined throughout each of the 6 episodes by our Locked On NFL Draft and Draft Dudes hosts, some of the brightest draft minds in the business, to keep us up to date with storylines and winners and losers throughout the draft. And if your favorite team doesn't select in the first round, don't worry, they're covered too, as the Locked On hosts share their best fits from the remaining players not selected in the first round.
Unlike any other NFL mock draft you will ever see, you're going to get the insight from local experts on every pick, breakdowns from world-class experts Michael Irvin, Brian Baldinger, Ross Tucker, insight from our Locked On college experts, analysis from our NFL draft experts, and our main desks with us, your hosts, NFL analysts, and the host of the Peacock and Williamson NFL show, me, Brian Peacock, and former NFL and college scout, Matt Williamson.
I know those guys, dude. This is going to be a blast.
It's going to be fantastic. It's always great. It's the biggest event on the network every single year. Matt, you and I have been involved now for multiple years, and this year, bringing the heat. There's more and more involved. It's going to be fantastic. Our friends at Odyssey involved now as well to make this thing even bigger, and it's going to be so much fun all week long.
Without question. And I get asked about this throughout the year, too. Like, wow, what a production you guys put on for the draft. And it's getting even bigger. I can't wait to dig in, man. These picks are going to be fun, too.
Absolutely. Let's get it going. To kick us off, we're going to hear from our local Locked On NFL Draft and Draft Dudes hosts to give us some insight on the biggest storylines surrounding the draft and Odyssey NFL insider and Miami Herald columnist Armando Salguero gives us the breakdown on Odyssey's contributors and contributions to this year's Ultimate Mock Draft 2021.
Hey everybody, Trevor Sikkema and Benjamin Solak here from the Locked On NFL Draft podcast. Getting this Ultimate Mock started for you guys. I'm very excited about this one because Ben and I, everybody who listens to the show, they know that we're very familiar with mock drafts, whether it's midweek mocks, mock draft Mondays. Sometimes we get a little wacky and do mocks on Fan Fridays as well, but just it seems no matter what day of the week we're doing a mock draft, quarterbacks totally dominate the entire landscape. And I feel like that's going to happen again here for this Ultimate Mock. Do you agree?
Absolutely, yeah. We're looking at the likely first draft since 1999 that quarterbacks will go at least 1, 2, and 3 overall. That was the draft with Tim Couch, Donovan McNabb, and Akili Smith. Has not happened since. Yeah. We're also looking at 5 first-round quarterbacks, which the only other time that that's happened in the 2000s is in 2018 with that Sam Darnold, Lamar Jackson, you know, beautiful group that was. It's going to be as quarterback heavy of a first round as we've seen in the last several years.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think that where Trey Lance and Mac Jones go after these first three guys, that's really going to tell the tale of this draft. And it feels like it's a different landing spot every single time. So that's something that I'm definitely looking forward to as we have this Ultimate Mock Draft. And that's going to be ultimately how the NFL draft goes in real life as well. So let's get it started.
Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs here from the Draft Dudes podcast. And Kyle, this is a fascinating NFL draft that is on the horizon here. And while the quarterbacks always dominate the discussion, there's going to be a lot of other non-quarterbacks that are going to get selected in the draft. And so I guess the natural question is, where do we see that first non-quarterback come off the board?
I think the guarantee is at 5. I'll be fascinated to see what the Atlanta Falcons ultimately opt to do, if they'll find a trade market that they find compelling, if they take a quarterback themselves. Kyle Pitts, you know, that conversation But what I'm really interested in is we have what is perceived to be four top level pass catchers available in this year's draft. And how did those players get valued and coveted versus the defense? This is a much of an offensive top heavy draft class. Where do we see that first defensive player come off the board is my big wild card in this year's draft.
Well, I think the first logical place would be the Denver Broncos at number nine. If they don't go with a quarterback or move up for a quarterback, but you have to think the Dallas Cowboys at number 10, having potentially their choice of the highest rated defensive player on the board, just makes a lot of sense. But we'll see.
And that's quite the rarity to get through the entire top 10 potentially without seeing the other side of the ball get their name called once. The dynamics of this year's draft, certainly unique, and we're about to mix it up and find out exactly where some of these top prospects are going to land.
My name is Armando Salguero. I've covered the NFL for 31 years for ESPN and the Miami Herald. The last 3 years, I've been part of the Odyssey NFL Insider team, and I just want to share with you how truly excited I am to be part of the collaboration between Odyssey and the Locked On Podcast Network. The Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 will include expert analysis from 15 Odyssey NFL insiders, and we're here to give you the in-depth and inside knowledge on the selections made in this year's draft simulation. We teamed with the Locked On Podcast Network to provide over 70 voices throughout the biggest and best mock draft ever assembled. Our insiders include some of the brightest minds in sports, such as Brian Baldinger and NFL Hall of Famer Michael Irvin. And we're going to bring you the details you must not miss throughout the 6-episode series. As we get started, make sure you're following the podcast on the Odyssey app so you get immediate updates once the next episode drops. And thank you for tuning in to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021, presented by the Locked On Podcast Network and Odyssey, your audio home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you.
This episode is brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Rings sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring, ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. They're the perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now through Mother's Day only on BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10 by 10. This collection features high-quality fine jewelry that will surprise and delight and fairly priced, so you can give her something special and truly meaningful this Mother's Day. They won't be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10 by 10 only at BlueNile.com. Looking at the latest NFL draft props released at betonline.ag. My opinion, would be wise to get in on this Justin Fields 5-1 action at the third overall selection. Mac Jones favored there, no surprise. Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson favored at pick 1 and 2. First defensive player selected, Patrick Surtain. But you could get some better odds on Quiddy Pay, Jalen Phillips, J.C. Horn, Micah Parsons, maybe. Could Rashawn Slater usurp Penei Sewell and become the first offensive lineman selection? What about running backs and wide receivers? You can find those props and more over-unders when all these prospects will be selected at betonline.ag. Major League Baseball, Masters Weekend, NBA, NHL. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. Go to the website now, use promo code Locked On to sign up and receive 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. And with that, Matt, the Jacksonville Jaguars are on the clock with pick number one in the Ultimate Mock Draft, which means Tony Wiggins, host of Locked On Jaguars, has the selection. I don't think we can expect any curveballs here. We've known what this is going to be for a month. A very easy selection here for our leadoff hitter, Tony Wiggins, to make this pick.
Yeah, not a lot of intrigue here, but the payoff should be gigantic for Jacksonville.
Let's go to Tony Wiggins of Locked On Jaguars with the number one selection in the Ultimate Mock Draft.
Hi, I'm Tony Wiggins with Locked On Jaguars. With the first pick of the 2021 draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Trevor Lawrence, quarterback from Clemson. If the term "don't overthink it" was a draft selection, this would be it. Urban Meyer didn't come out of football retirement to come to Jacksonville to pick anyone else other than Trevor Lawrence. He came here because Trevor Lawrence is a can't-miss prospect. He checks all the boxes. This isn't about selling tickets. This isn't about him being in close proximity to Clemson or his hometown of Georgia. This is about the fact that Trevor Lawrence is the most highly acclaimed quarterback since possibly Andrew Luck in the last decade and a half. The bottom line is this: he checks all the boxes. There's nothing fancy about it. He is the kind of guy that many people believe not only can make every throw, but makes his teammates feel like they can always win the game with him in the game as the quarterback. The bottom line is the kid has been the best player on the team since he's been 10 years old. It's a no-brainer selection for Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence is coming to Jacksonville. Let the Trevor train begin, and you better get on it because he's going to be the quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars starting in 2021. He's the first pick in the draft. Let's see what happens next.
No surprise there. We've known this was going to be a selection, I mean, for years, to be honest, right? As soon as Trevor Lawrence jumped on the scene with Clemson, played so well, won games so early in his career, it was like, okay, well, whenever he comes out, he's going to be the first pick in the NFL draft. It was the Jacksonville Jaguars that won that pick, and that was the marriage with Trevor Lawrence. We saw that coming from miles away.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, for years away, like you said, and I mean, he's a rare prospect that really is hard to nitpick his game. I mean, he has it all. He could really, you know, transform this entire organization. And what I think is super interesting is now they have so many picks. I mean, do they try to rebuild the defense? Do they make it, you know, around Lawrence to make his rookie year as successful as possible? So they're not done.
Yeah, we're going to hear from Tony again at pick 25. If he stays put at 25, they have a ton of ammo. They have the first pick in the second round. Obviously, the Jaguars do. They can maneuver around. He could come up again. So we'll see where else Tony goes to help build this Jacksonville Jaguars, the new regime in town, coached by Urban Meyer, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and they got their franchise quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. Let's hear more about the pick with our Odyssey expert of the Miami Herald, Armando Salguero.
The question of whether the Jacksonville Jaguars can maximize Trevor Lawrence has to be first addressed with, can Trevor Lawrence maximize himself? And make no mistake, he is a perennial all-pro prospect. He has all the intangibles of leadership. He has great arm talent. He has size. He has the pedigree. He's done it for the Clemson Tigers. All that's great. But is he a finished product? Absolutely not. You have to understand, he threw 5 interceptions in his last 6 games. He needs to incorporate the slide into his game as a runner. He hasn't done that. He needs to incorporate the slide in the pocket a little bit better because he's going to be under pressure a lot and he has to be able to maintain his throws and his vision down the field. He sailed a few more balls than what you would like. If you watch him on tape, those were a little bit of a hiccup that he suffered. So those things are obviously nitpicks. They are correctable. But before the Jaguars are maximized with their quarterback has to address some things. The Jaguars had the NFL's second worst defense in the NFL last year, yielding an average of 30.8 points per game, which was surpassed only by the Detroit Lions, who allowed 32.4 points per game. So, of course, having said that, I'm going to tell you that they need a tight end. And the reason I'm going to say that is because they don't have a good pass-catching tight end on the roster right now. They added Chris Manhertz from the Carolina Panthers, and he's a good inline blocker. But they need an F, and they need that to obviously help Trevor Lawrence. Because they have Trevor Lawrence, they have to invest in protecting Trevor Lawrence. And that's going to be an ongoing situation for this team, not just this year, but down the line. And also, Coach Urban Meyer has said that he wants a top 5 defensive line. And they've done a lot of work at the defensive line this year. They've added 4 players in free agency and through trade. look for them to continue to look at the defensive line, because the head coach, he's brand new and he gets what he wants, and he wants a great defensive line.
Not only do we have our team hosts making picks here, Matt, for all the NFL teams, all 32, plus whenever those other teams make their first selections that don't have first round picks, we also have our college hosts to break down these players. And Candace Cooper of Locked On ACC is extremely familiar with Trevor Lawrence.
What's going on, everybody? Candace Cooper here from Locked On Tar Heels, and I cannot wait to give you a little inside scoop here on some ACC action. We've got Trevor Lawrence, who is going to be the number one pick, by far one of the best players we've seen in college football to date. He has been explosive, not only because of the long locks, but because of the long throws. He has been a dominant performer. He has taken Clemson to new heights. Obviously, this last season hasn't been the best, but Trevor Lawrence has given everything to his program the last 3 years. I'm pretty sure he said he would come back for a fourth, but we all know it's time to go make some money. Trevor Lawrence has a huge payday awaiting him. More importantly, he has a great program and organization that he's going to have to turn around. We all know getting top of the draft, you're not exactly going to go to the world's best program, but Trevor Lawrence seems to be the guy that can lead any sort of room. Gives me Tim Tebow vibes, but more importantly, he has more athleticism and is probably going to have a longer career. Other than that, though, I'm excited to see Trevor Lawrence on Sundays.
And that means the New York Jets now are on the clock. We are off and running. Trevor Lawrence, number one, to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Coming up, pick number 2 through 5 on today's episode. The New York Jets are officially on the clock, and John Bushko getting ready to make his pick for Locked On Jets next. You trying to get in shape? You trying to get that post-pandemic summer bod back? Nutrition's a big part of it. Find something full of protein that's low in sugar instead of a sugary snack that is going to derail your diet. I'm talking about Built Bar. You can also save 15% by using promo code LOCKED15 at BuiltBar.com. All the old flavors, fantastic ones, some new flavors. You see a lot of them in that Built Bar bracket during March Madness. Low in calorie, low in sugar, high in protein, high in fiber, even good for a keto diet. Feel good about yourself. Have a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Great for the health conscious folks out there that can help your diet lose, maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Go to BuiltBar.com, find your favorite flavors, even build your own box of Built Bars. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. I wonder when the surprises will begin, Matt, in this Ultimate Mock Draft 2021. Not yet with the first pick. Trevor Lawrence, as expected, going to the Jacksonville Jaguars. John Butchko, the host of Locked On Jets, now with a decision to make at pick 2 for the Jets. Most people expect this to be Zach Wilson. Matt, in your mind, is there any other way John could go here with the Jets' number 2 pick?
Not to keep it real, to be honest with you. I mean, to be very frank, Wilson is not my second favorite quarterback in this draft. I have a lot of respect for his game, but I wish I saw him operate under pressure a little bit at BYU. So not quite the slam dunk prospect as the first pick.
Well, let's see if it is indeed that BYU passer, Zach Wilson, for the Jets at number 2. John Butchko now with a selection for the second pick in the Ultimate Mock Draft for the Jets.
This is John from Locked On Jets, and with the second selection, the New York Jets pick Zach Wilson, quarterback out of BYU. Picking Wilson allows the Jets to reset the clock. They now will have a young quarterback on a cheap rookie contract for 4 seasons. Wilson has all the tools you would want in a potential franchise quarterback. He's got a big arm. He's very accurate. Had a prolific season at BYU. This choice comes down to Wilson versus Justin Fields. It's really a coin toss, but if you look at the season Wilson had at BYU, I'm giving him the slight edge and making him the pick for the Jets at 2 overall.
And it was BYU quarterback Zach Wilson going number 2 overall. Makes a ton of sense. I get why they would plug him in here. About halfway through the college season, everybody started to get very serious about Zach Wilson and jumped up into the first round conversation. And then at a certain point, it was like, wow, this guy's arm talent, the way he's so loose and just can sling the ball from any platform all over the field. Really fun to watch. And I think checked some of the final boxes he need to in the postseason just by showing up big enough to where he wasn't a concern size-wise for NFL teams.
Yeah, I mean, an extreme playmaker, makes all sorts of unorthodox throws and makes them look easy. You know, you hear these Mahomes comparison, which is the new cool thing to do, which is probably a little rich for anybody. But man, I mean, it's another new era in New York.
Odyssey expert Jason LaConfora standing by to break down the Jets' selection of Zach Wilson at number two.
There's a lot to love about Zach Wilson, and the Jets are indeed locked in with him on the second overall pick. But while the athleticism, while the big arm can make you salivate, there are caveats with Wilson, as always with young quarterbacks. He tended to play a little too much hero ball for some scouts liking, forcing things downfield, looking for the big play, instead of just taking what a defense would give him. He often did this against lesser competition where you could go bombs away and look for chunk yards, but obviously things are going to be much more difficult at the NFL level. Will he have the necessary anticipation? Will he be able to get away with, at the NFL level, some of the things he did in college? Those will be big questions he faces. And as many former Jets quarterbacks could tell you, will that team be able to incubate him properly to get him in position to succeed? We'll find out in 2021. If the Jets have, in fact, found their quarterback of the future, then yes, that puts them light years ahead of where they've been, but it doesn't solve all that ails this organization. Offensive line has been a major issue for years. They've got to come up with linemen and an ability to run the ball consistently to help their young quarterback. They could use additions at the tight end position, and on defense, frankly, there's room to improve at all three levels. They've lacked edge, natural talent for years. They probably still need multiple plural edge defenders. Linebacker CJ Mosley got a ton of money a few years ago, has barely played for them. His contract allows the Jets to move on from him a year from now. Do they need to find a new face of that linebacking core, a new central nervous system, if you will? We know how important the middle linebacker can be, and well, they could probably use some help at corner as well. So one pick will not be the solution to all the Jets' problems.
With a little bit more insight into the player that is Zach Wilson, going from the college ranks to the NFL, we have Jake Hatch now standing by with some insight as the host of Locked On BYU. What kind of football player was he in college, and what kind of a young man are we expecting to see for the Jets in the NFL? And honestly, can he break the string of busts for the New York Jets here with this new regime?
I'm Jay Catch, host of Locked On Cougars, your daily podcast focused on the BYU Cougars, here with a breakdown of Zach Wilson, BYU's quarterback. What I think you need to know about Zach Wilson are three things. One, a big arm, capable of making any throw required of him at the NFL level, whether it's the deep ball or the screen pass and anywhere in between, he can make any throw from inside or outside the pocket and from multiple arm angles. Number two, I believe he has underrated athleticism. This is a young man who ran for 10 touchdowns this past season for the BYU football program. He has the capability of getting himself out of pressure and out of situations where he might otherwise be in trouble and make plays with his feet. Third, I believe he is a true leader in every sense of the word. He came to BYU when they were coming off a 4-9 record, their worst record in 40 years in 2017, rallied him just 3 years later to an 11-1 record and a number 11 final ranking this past season in 2020. I believe he will be a franchise cornerstone of the next level for an NFL franchise, whoever decides to take him. I believe he's a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback, annually will be in the mix for postseason honors. I truly do believe that. As for a player comparison, a lot of people like to go with Patrick Mahomes. My pick would be Aaron Rodgers. Big arm, capable of making any throw required of him, but also that underrated athleticism that helps him make plays, whether it's scoring touchdowns with his feet or getting himself out of a jam, he can do it all.
Hey everyone, Trevor Sikkema and Benjamin Solak from Locked On NFL Draft back with you to discuss the first two picks as they are finalized here in this Ultimate Mock Draft, not in real life quite yet, although Ben, we think that this is how it's going to go in real life as well. Jacksonville Jaguars went Trevor Lawrence at number one, Zach Wilson at number two. Is there any way it doesn't happen like this in real life?
No. Most books, most sports books have taken the number one pick completely off the board. It is Trevor Lawrence. you're not allowed to bet it at all. If number two is still available at books, it's Zach Wilson as an inordinate favorite. And the sense of the Jets trading from Sam Darnold, the sense that we got after the BYU Pro Day where it seemed that everybody was gossiping about how it's definitely the Jets, I would be stunned to see it go another direction. At this point, Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson, it feels like the first draft in a while where we're like really positive about the first even two picks.
Right.
But I think we are in this case where it's going to be Lawrence and Wilson.
I agree. And these guys they're great to throw in the franchise. Of course, Jacksonville has been looking for a franchise quarterback for a long time. Sorry, Gardner Minshew fans out there. And also we know that the New York Jets just moved on from Sam Darnold. So they know they're serious. That's a former number three overall pick that they moved on from. So boom, boom, as expected, quarterbacks going 1 and 2.
Picks 1 and 2 are in the books. If you want the rest of the picks and trades, you'll have to subscribe to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 feed presented by Odyssey and the Locked On Podcast Network.